This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Welcome to the Health Ranger Natural News Accountability Report. This is where I give you a report showing you what we're doing with the financial abundance that you have granted us by supporting us. You've been great customers. I can't thank you enough. At healthrangerstore.com, our business continues to grow. We're giving you, of course, more products, and we're doing lab testing. And we have now, you know, completed a move to our new facility where we have faster order fulfillment and more selection and more inventory and so on. And yet, you know, it doesn't mean that you would have to choose us. You do that voluntarily. You choose to support us out of your own free will, and I appreciate that. And that's why I'm giving you this accountability report to say, hey, here's what we're doing with this financial resource that you have granted us. So first thing is, of course, we are expanding our lab. We are investing in another mass spec instrument that will be able to detect pesticides at significantly lower concentrations than what we're currently able to detect. This will be coming into play in the next couple of months. Should be up and running by the summer of 2018. It also gives us another line where we can do simultaneous analysis of different raw materials as they come in. And by the way, we already have three mass spec instruments in our lab right now, so this is the fourth mass spec instrument. It's starting to get pretty interesting. It's like nothing but vacuum pumps running 24/7 and you know, a $2,000 a month electric bill and things like that. It's getting pretty interesting. I'll just say it's a lot to keep up with. Anyway, moving on. In addition to the lab expansion, we're also now, more importantly, building platforms to protect and defend your free speech. So you've heard about this project. It's called Real.Video. That's R-E-A-L, as in genuine, Real.Video. And this is a YouTube alternative for free speech. And we're building this using funds that you have given us. I do want to say, by the way, though, that starting in May, we're going to have a store sales kind of fundraiser for Real.Video, where we are going to ask our customers to take advantage of some specials and some bundles that we have and stock up on some things that we have in stock. Because a lot of times, you know, we run out of certain things, but we need to raise more funds to support Real.Video. And if we acquire those funds through your support, we'll be able to roll out with more and more features that will make it especially useful for you. We have already committed over $1 million to the Real Video project. And most likely we're going to have to spend several million dollars in the first year of operation. We may have to subsidize it for a while because it's actually very difficult to earn money off of a video platform, believe it or not. YouTube and Google, the way they make money off of it is they spy on you. And they track everything that you do. They track your video views, and then they build a psychographic profile of who you are. And then they sell that to marketing companies, and they make money by spying on you and effectively, you know, combining your search queries on Google with your Google Maps information from your mobile phone, and they combine that with your YouTube videos that you're watching, and they build this kind of mind control psychographic profile of who you are. We don't do that. So we are at an economic disadvantage compared to YouTube and Google, but then again, we value your privacy, you see. So it's going to be more difficult for us to raise money or to earn money than YouTube, which is, it's interesting. You know, when you adhere to values and ethics, sometimes it's much harder to make money, and that's the situation that we're in, but we're committed to your privacy. We're committed to doing this in an honorable, ethical way, and that just means it's not going to make as much money. Frankly, I don't care if it doesn't make any money. All I want is a platform that we can all share. And so we're seeding this thing with revenues from the store, and that's kind of what I'm trying to thank you for right here, is to say thank you for all your support at healthrangerstore.com. We're using your funds, your sales revenues, to help fund the rollout of Real.Video, you could say the kickstart of Real.Video. So that's a very big deal. it's going to give you a free speech platform that YouTube is denying you. You can go to real.video right now and you can request a content channel. Just use the form there, sign up right now. And starting in June, we will be selecting certain accounts that we're going to pre-approve before launch day to have content on the site for the launch. We may choose about 100 channels for that, and then we will gradually approve more and more channels. You know, we've had so far over 16,000 people request channels, and there's more every day, so probably within 2 to 3 months we'll have, you know, easily 10 to 20,000 channels of content, I would say, on real.video, and probably hundreds of thousands of videos, rapidly approaching at least 1 million videos. You know, with by the end of the year, it's going to be probably tens of millions of videos. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. It's up to you, though. Do you want a free speech platform? You know, use real.video. If you want to live as a slave under a spy state run by a techno cult known as Google, then just keep using YouTube because they're happy to prey upon you and spy on you and all that stuff. All right, so that's another thing. The third answer in this transparency report of how we're using the resources that you have granted us comes down to the expansion of content. You may have noticed that we're running science.news, herbs.news, medicine.news, and many other websites, including cancer.news. And these sites are publishing really extraordinary content every day. I'm especially happy to see all the content going out to herbs.news because there's so much herbal medicine that's supported in the scientific literature. You'd be shocked, probably, to see it, but we scour the academic journals and bring you those stories about herbal medicine and its scientific validation, natural medicine, botanical medicine, and so on. And a lot of that ends up at herbs.news. Some of it ends up at medicine.news and some of it at science.news. Those three websites are just three among more than 300 that we publish. But those sites are just, the amount of material we publish there is huge. We're actually, I don't know, we're publishing more on science.news, I think, than naturalnews.com at this point in terms of the number of articles. A lot of them are reference articles, but they're all original content. We write them all. So we're not copying and pasting other people's science articles there. It's all 100% original content. So if you're not yet taking advantage of those websites, definitely check them out. It's for you to stay in the loop on the discoveries related to natural medicine and disease prevention, you have to check those sites. If you want just natural medicine, you could go to natural.news or herbs.news. Natural.news carries basically all, it's 100% positive news about nutrients and natural foods and healing herbs and essential oils and things like that. That's natural.news. You won't find any politics on natural.news. You won't find any negative stories about the dangers of big pharma. You know, the fact that we publish so many small websites has allowed us to really break the content apart in a way that allows you to pick and choose the content that you wish to see. Because in years past, we used to hear from people that would say, hey, I love natural news, but I don't like the fact that there's a lot of negative news on there about dangerous pharmaceuticals and things like that. Now, for some people, they love that. They want that mix. But for other people, they don't. They don't want to hear about big pharma. They just want the herbs. They just want the superfoods and all that. Well, that's called natural.news. So you can check it out, you know, if that's all you want. Also, if you want more politics and more hardcore, you know, survival, geopolitics, World War III, that kind of stuff, just go to newstarget.com because that's where we publish a lot of that kind of stuff. And, you know, we've got a massive team of writers that produce all this content, and some writers focus more on politics, and some writers focus more on medicine and science and so on. So you can, through our universe of websites, you can pick and choose really what you want to see. And in order to introduce you to all these websites, by the way, we've just put a new list up on the homepage of naturalnews.com. Go to the right column and scroll down, and you'll see a list of many of the sites that we publish. Just a taste, actually. It's a list of about, I don't know, 35 sites or something. From survival.news, gear.news, and space.news for outer space and space travel and all that kind of stuff. Chemistry.news. We've even got physics.news now. There's so much amazing stuff there. So just check it out if you want to sort of explore the sites that we are running. You know, it's funny. We started out as, frankly, just me writing. It was just me. You know, a decade ago, literally, I was the only writer. And then we built more and more writers and made Natural News larger. But in the last 3 years, I would say, we've become a massive multi-site news network, a true news network. And if you put together the viewership across all of our websites, we are much larger than CNN. I was on InfoWars the other day, and Alex was like, Mike, you guys are larger than InfoWars. And I said, I said to him what I'm saying to you, well, not in any one site, you know, but when you put together all the small sites across all these topics, then yeah, you know, we have a lot of a big reach and a big audience. But our one website is not, you know, bigger than InfoWars for sure. And InfoWars focuses more on video content, where we focus a lot more on article content, you know. But the one thing we all have in common is that we're pro-liberty. You know, we support individual liberty. We support individual responsibility, First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, things like that. So that is reflected through all the content. And just so you know, I will never launch sites that contradict the things that I believe in. And since I've been very upfront about my philosophy in sharing that with you, and most of the people who support us happen to share those philosophies, I'll just spell it out here. Like, we're never going to have a website that is pro-communism. You know, it's not going to happen. We're never going to have a website that is pro-pharmaceutical. Even though, of course, you could make a tremendous amount of money doing that, that's not of interest to me. You know, given our content system and the technology we have, if we went out and did like a pro-pharma diabetes website, for example, and put Google AdSense ads on it, that site by itself could easily generate $50,000 a month in ad revenue just from one site. Why? Because you're allowing pharmaceutical ads and you're allowing the diabetes medication and medical devices and all those ads on there, which are very, very lucrative. And if someone entered this business and just wanted to make money and didn't care about ethics and didn't really care about people, then they would do things like that. They would just launch sites to promote pharmaceuticals and, you know, diabetes medications and cancer treatments, you know, oncology, chemotherapy, and all that crap. And they can make a lot of money. But you will never see me do that because I have ethics and I operate based on principles. And so you can rest assured that when you support us through healthrangerstore.com, that your dollars, the way you vote for us through your purchases, will always be put to a use that is aligned with the principles that I publicly share. And you know exactly what those are because there's no secret to them. Individual responsibility, individual liberty, protecting life, protecting nature, protecting natural medicine, protecting food freedom, health freedom, medical freedom, the freedom to speak, you know, all these things. And conservation freedom, in essence, protecting our world, protecting, you know, ending pollution, ending the heavy metals contamination in our food supply, ending the pesticide contamination of our food supply, all these things. These are things that I believe in. They're real. It's not an act. It's not a character. It's who I am, and it's everything that you see me launch is aligned with those values. That's why I have websites like pesticides.news and liberty.news. And if you go onto those websites, you'll see those are 100% aligned with what I'm talking about here. So there will never be websites that go outside of these core beliefs. We're not going to have a website of, you know, just like junk news or gossip, you know, Hollywood gossip crap, you know, like TMZ. You know, that's not for me. I don't believe in that crap. It's just a waste of time to do that kind of stuff. I'm not doing websites on fashion, let's say. Nothing wrong with fashion. People want to get into fashion. That's their deal. It's just not something that I feel is very important for the future of our world. You know, the things that I do care about are things like, hey, how do we sustain human civilization? How do we protect the oceans? Because if the oceans keep dying off, we're going to have a collapse of marine ecosystems. And guess what? Humankind collapse won't be far behind. Things like that. You know, I'm interested in things that really matter, which includes liberty and the rule of law, science and space exploration as well, understanding our universe, but also understanding the powerful medicine that we have right here to prevent cancer, using weeds in your own backyard, for example. And that's why I've got websites like herbs.news. But we're using your resources, to get back to the main point here, to launch more of these sites, and they're all launched in alignment with the belief system that I am openly sharing with you on a regular basis. So those are basically the three things that we're doing. We're expanding our laboratory. We're building content platforms to protect your right to free speech. And we're expanding our own content system. There are other ways that we're expanding our content system that I can't yet talk about because I don't want to sort of spill the beans on some big plans that we have and things underway. So I'll just wait and announce that when the time is right. I'll just say that we are becoming more and more of, well, I mean, even our critics describe us as a content empire. I wouldn't use that term. I don't think of it as a content empire. I think of it as, frankly, a very large network of grassroots ideas. You know, individual liberty and home gardening and homeschooling and things like that. These are grassroots ideas. We just happen to be a very large growing network of content that's rooted in these simple, basic human rights, frankly. You know, the right to have clean water, the right to clean food, the right to speak. Things like that, the right to educate your own children, the right to raise your own children without the state kidnapping them and injecting them with toxic vaccines against your will, things like that. You know, that's why we have, I think we also have healthfreedom.news, come to think of it, foodfreedom.news, sites like that, a lot of those smaller sites. The bottom line in all this, we continue to need your support and thank you for your support. You have a choice of where to purchase your nutrients and superfoods and storable foods. Oh, and by the way, we've got a whole new storable food product line coming out this summer. It's going to be pretty awesome. Organic, of course, all organic. Ready-to-go meals, much improved over what we attempted, I don't know, a year and a half ago or so on, which was fine, but this is even better. Anyway, we need your support, and we appreciate your support, and that's why I'm giving you this kind of transparency report to let you know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it. We are not funded by outside, you know, there's no grant money that comes to us. There's no venture capital money. There's no government money. There's no, I don't know, what other money sources. There's no loan money. Banks don't control us. Nothing like that. It's all from you. And using the resources that you choose to grant us, we are working these content miracles, and we are creating these websites that add tremendous value to your life, such as herbs.news. Check it out if you don't believe me. You'll love it. Or cancer.news. Awesome website. And this is our goal, to keep bringing you wisdom, knowledge, truth in news and reference websites, and to continue to expand this operation, the so-called content empire, as other people call it. We're just grassroots people who want life to be abundant and joyful and healthy and free. That's really all it comes down to. This is just the way that we've decided to pursue that mission. So I really genuinely thank you for your support. Couldn't do it without you. And we're working hard to keep expanding this operation. So stay tuned. There's more coming. And in the meantime, support us at healthrangerstore.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Rangers Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.